Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmasyam Biyak Hashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvah's Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the final Daf of the Masechta. And the Masechta ends with the following words: Omar V'chir Barashi Omar Rav Atidim Kol Ilon Nisrak Sheberetz Yisrael Shitonu Peris. All the barren trees in Eretz Yisrael will have fruits. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Eitz Nosa Piryo Atayinu V'Gefen Nos Nuchelom. That all the trees will come to life, all the trees will bear fruit. And as the Maharal explains, the idea is the fact that some trees do not bear fruit is not that that's the natural way of trees not to have fruit. It means that there's a lack, there's something missing in the world. There's something that's not done correctly. There's something improper, something some chisorin in the world. So when we want to tell us how la'asid lavoi, everything will be perfect, everything will be as it's supposed to be, even the Ilonei Srak will bring fruits. And the Ben Yoyodo adds to this, this is a remez also to human beings, that because Adam HaRishon ate from Eitz Hadas, Toi V'ra, he created different types of people in the world. There are people that tzaddikim, Tamei Chachomim, they're learning Torah, they're doing mitzvahs, and then there are people that are Rishoyim, that are missing, that are compared to Ilonei Srak, to barren trees that don't bring fruits. But la'asid lavoi, that the chet Adam HaRishon will be fixed, meaning there won't be good and bad in the world, but everything will be good, everything will be perfected and corrected. So Yilon Yisrak, when referring to the Amei Haaretz, they'll also have fruits. They'll also have Torah and mitzvahs. We're talking about the perfection of the world. And the Tosfos tells us that this Gemara L'chur doesn't belong here. It belongs a little before when the Gemara spoke about the Milas of Eretz Yisrael. But the reason why we bring it over here because we want to end the Masechta with a good thing. But the Marsha argues with Tosis. And the Marsha says that the reason why the Gemara brings this over here because we just spoke about what's going to happen when Dorish ben David ba, when Melech HaMashiach comes. So the Gemara tells us, you know how we know the Melech HaMashiach is about to come? Because we're going to see the trees of Eretz Yisrael blossoming. Even the Ilon Yisrak, even the barren trees will bring fruits. Says the Marsha, referring here to what the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph says, Omar Abiyabo, Ein Lecha Keitz Migula Mizeh. How do you know the Mashiach is about to come? That we're very close to it. Shineema Vatem Hare Yisrael, Anfechem Titnu Uprichem Tisu Lami Yisrael. Meaning, as Rashi says, you know what's the biggest keitz that you have, the biggest simen? Is when Eretz Yisrael gives its fruits be'ayin yafa. When you have the mountains and trees of Eretz Yisrael blossoming, and it's green, and it's not a desert anymore. So that's a simon, you know Mashiach is about to come. I heard from a Rebbe, Ramosh Shapir Zitzal, saying, when you look today in Eretz Yisrael, where you see the beautiful fruits growing in Eretz Yisrael, when everything is green, ein lechaketz migula mizeh. There's no question, this is a simon, the Mashiach is about to come, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. So the Marsha, so we see over here, the Gemara ends with a sentence that has to do with the sugyas that we had now and the last sugya as well. We talk about Eretz Yisrael, and we talk about Ben David, Melech HaMashiach, and we're saying, where is the simon? How do you know Mashiach is coming? How do you come and compile both sukkahs together? Because when Eretz Yisrael is blossoming, that's when you know Mashiach is coming. And this leads us to the simple question. Why the simon of Mashiach belongs to Eretz Yisrael? What is unique to Eretz Yisrael that it has to do with la'asid lavoi? And this goes back to the previous sugyas we saw, all the things that we see, simonim, that when Am Yisrael are doing the right thing, Eretz Yisrael is blossoming, Eretz Yisrael has a chush of the ruchnius of Am Yisrael. This leads to another question. What shot does the sugyas of Eretz Yisrael belong here in Maseches Ksuvos? It said in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and so Reb Tzadok brings a lot in his Sfarim, that every Agadato and every memory of a Gemara that's in a specific Masechto, it is because it belongs to that Masechta. We know Gittin, for example, you have the Agatas of the Churban, because Gittin is a separation. Really, the Churban belongs over there. So why the sugyas of Eretz Yisrael belong to this Masechta, Maseches Ksuvos? Ella, we find that Eretz Yisrael specifically has a connection, is the gateway to Olam Habo. First of all, we have the Mishnah and beginning of Perek Chelek and Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael yesh mechek l'olam haba. What's the source? The pasuk that says l'olam yushu aretz. They will inherit the aretz. Which aretz? Simple understanding. The pasuk is Eretz Yisrael, but it refers to olam haba. And this is how the Rambam brings in Perek Gimel Michos Tshuva Aloch. Hey, when he brings this mishnah, he says eretz zu mashal klor ma eretz achayim vehu olam haba. Eretz Yisrael is the gateway to olam haba. This is all the sugyas that we learn here, that only someone who's buried in Eretz Yisrael comes to Tchias HaMesim. Only the one who has belongs to Eretz Yisrael belongs to the next world. This is the gateway, this is the pathway to get to that world. And Oyemek HaDover is written in Sefer Maisei Hashem of Loza Ashkenazi, that he says what we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, that Ksuvis refers to the document that connects a husband and wife. And the ultimate husband and wife is a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And the ksuva that connects them together is the Torah HaKadosha. And every ksuva has a karka, which is the shibud of the ksuva. What is the karka, which is the shibud of Am Yisrael, the shibud of the Torah? And that is Eretz Yisrael. This goes back to what we spoke about 2 days ago in Daf Kuf Yud, regarding the fact that the ikar place where you keep Torah and mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the implementation of the ksuva between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And that's what says Ma'aseh Hashem. That's anybody who leaves Eretz Yisrael, kimi she'ein lo eloka, meaning you don't have the ksuva. You're not allowed to have a husband and wife without a ksuva. So you're not allowed to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of connection of the Torah which connects Am Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we mainly, it's so clear why Eretz Yisrael is a reflection of the ruchnius of Am Yisrael. And the way Am Yisrael are acting in Ruchnius, that's what we see in Eretz Yisrael. And when Mashiach is about to come, Eretz Yisrael Nosa Peri, the biggest simon comes in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the place of the fruition where the ksuva of Torah is implemented. And that's why all Indian of Eretz Yisrael is written Masechet Ksuvos. Because the ultimate ksuva is between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and that ksuva is guaranteed with the Eretz Yisrael, that's where it belongs. And that's the ending of this Masechta. We end the Masechta and say, you should know that Eretz Yisrael reflects the exact connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And when it's a time of Geula, the time where we'll have that full connection, it will be reflected in the place of connection in Eretz Yisrael. Hadron Aloch, short machshava on the daf on Maseches Ksuvis, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach.